love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, and I did send an email to Jim Cross today. And, you know, the irony was I wrote a card today, my daily card that I've been sending out now for months. I think I'm around 200 cards that have gone out. Today's was to Jim Cross, and it was in reference about Zadok. But the irony is, I go out to the mailbox, and there was a card returned in the box to Jim Cross, which was sent out on September 29th, so only a week ago. The address seems fine. It was returned insufficient address, and it made me wonder, what's going on? Is something going on? I did some checking, and I didn't notice anything. I did send him an email directly to him, and to him alone. But you know, he has stated that my emails are blocked. So obviously, I sent it to him, and it's either in junk mail or deleted. But so I went to a related realty site that he's apparently on. Well, he is on, and there is a contact form. So I used that to try to also let him know that the email exists. And at the same time, I tried it with eSystem South and noticed that that no longer works. So again, I do wonder if eSystem South is basically has met its demise. You know, I've asked about that, and obviously, you know, who's going to tell me? I'm just, you know, the husband of Dorothy Jane and the dad of 9 kids. But no, you wouldn't want to talk to me, would you? Another thing happened today is I saw a video about kids wearing masks in a school, singing a kind of a nursery rhyme thing about how important masks are. And, you know, that's the world my kids are growing up in. And it reminded me because back on, it was July 23rd, I did a voicemail on video and described the Genesis 42:21. Because that's when I started that series of cards, but also talked about Children of the Great Reset, a video that was done by a gentleman who apparently also has met his demise. I included the video directly in mine. So it's right there in the voicemail video. And it's really sad because that's the life that so many kids are being grown into or being raised into. And the issue there, I think it is so very important, is what is happening? What is happening is we're trying to change culture. Has it been done before in the past? Oh, yes, many times all around the world. And two things come to mind. One, as I've mentioned before, it was when we were hosting International Fellowship. And that one conversation I had in our dining room area with a gentleman from China. And there was some comment made, I don't remember what the comment was, about issues within China. And just the look in his face and his tenor, no, China is good. We don't have these kind of issues. I saw that in his face. And I think it's because, obviously, the indoctrination. Well, in the same way, there was another point of history where you see the same thing, specifically where my mom grew up, in the Third Reich in Germany. Same thing. There was the indoctrination of the young, you know, things like the Hitler Youth and so forth. There was we want to be a part of this. It's no different today. It's exactly what's happening. We want to be a part of this. And how do you be a part of this? You wear a mask. And that's why I stand on the idea that the masks are the armband of 100 years ago. The masks are the Fourth Reich version of the Third Reich armbands. I stand in that. The evidence is overwhelming. But one other thing, speaking of our kids, is you are probably aware. I wasn't aware until I heard it in the news media because I don't use Facebook, but Facebook went down for 7 hours. And for me, it's kind of, so what? I don't care. But it is an indication of how much culture has shifted to the social media platforms. And a lot of the news is about, oh, well, we go to a different platform kind of thing. As opposed to, is there a problem with social media? Some talk about that, very few. Apparently there was I wasn't aware of this, but apparently because of the Facebook going down, it was discussed. Some woman, supposed whistleblower, talked about Facebook and how they're putting profits over people kind of thing. But the issue apparently was there's a focus on we need to regulate more. In other words, more censorship. And so it's being used in the wrong direction. And I do think just as the censorship that occurred in the Third Reich, in the, things like the Soviet Union, in done by the Stasi and so forth in East Germany, and we see the same thing here. You know, if you go on, make a YouTube video and put it on YouTube and say masks don't work, the video is deleted. If you do that, make that statement on Twitter or on Facebook, it's deleted. It's censorship. And that's the world we're in. So there's a censorship issue. There's the tracking issue that obviously is a huge issue. But it's also the cultural thing. Because finding people who will look you in the face and actually have a face-to-face conversation is rare. Because the number of people you see actually talking to another person face-to-face versus being in the same room and sending a text message or something of that nature or, you know, Facebook stuff, that's become huge. That's become the norm. And that's what my kids are being raised with. And that's why I say one of the reasons why you don't want to reconcile with me is because if our family reconciled, if the dad showed up, there are no cell phones and no Facebook, period. Any of that you have is gone. Besides the tracking, besides the censorship and whatnot, the cultural change is probably going to be the most destructive thing of all. And I love my kids. You know, would I give my kids heroin or fentanyl? No. So why would I give them Facebook? Why would I give them a cell phone? I can't do that. You know, the cell phones went many, many years ago when it was just a phone and my wife and I would talk and talk for hours. It's not the cell phone of today. It's changed. It went from a useful tool to a drug. And I'm not going to give those kind of drugs to my kids. I wonder if my wife does. Anyway, my lady, it should be unambiguous by now. I love you.